Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCI-FM. Today, we're talking about an event that brings together educators, authors, and literacy advocates, the 6th Adolescent Literacy Summit, hosted by the Manitoba Reading Association. It's happening on April 17th and 18th at the Victoria Inn located at 1808 Wellington Avenue in Winnipeg. Attendees will hear from keynote speakers like Beatrice Monsonnier, author of In Search of April Raintree, and David A. Robertson, an award-winning Indigenous writer. Trisha Ibarvia, co-founder of Disrupt Text and an advocate for anti-racist education. And Michael Redhead Champagne, a community reader and youth advocate. The summit is organized by Lisa Carlson of the Manitoba Reading Association and will also feature panel discussions, hands-on workshops, and breakout sessions. If you're interested in attending, registration is open until April 7th, with discounts available for members of local reading councils. You can find full details on pricing and registration on the Manitoba Reading Association's website. The Adolescent Literacy Summit has been held 6 times, bringing together educators and literacy advocates. But what is the purpose behind this event? Lisa from the Manitoba Reading Association explains how each summit is guided by a specific goal. This year's theme, Building Bridges, focuses on fostering connections between cultural groups, learners, and teaching styles.
So this is our 6th Adolescent Literacy Summit through the Manitoba Reading Association. I've been around, like I said, for about 3, maybe 4 of them. I think I presented about the 3rd one. From what I've been told by past members, that the goal of the summit is to make change. And that's why we call it a summit and not just a PD session or a workshop. But what we do is we pick a goal and then we find different speakers to meet that goal. So this year, our goal is it's called Building Bridges is our theme. And with that, what we mean is building bridges between different cultural groups, between different learners, different teaching styles, different ways of engaging kids. This year, we're focusing heavily on, we have tons of great Indigenous authors. And we also have a speaker coming from Philadelphia. Trisha Ibarvia is her name. And she's speaking on anti-racist and anti-bias teaching in the classroom.
Attendees can expect a diverse range of discussions and presentations. Beatrice, one of the featured speakers, shares her perspective on the importance of building bridges in education.
I wrote that I would be speaking about, of course, building bridges, because that's an important part of what we've done in the past and over the years. And we're always, you know, building bridges, especially with the TRC having been done. And for me, In Search of April Raintree was published back in 1983, so it's over 40 years old, and I'll be talking about the changes that have happened since my book was published, and mostly I'll be with a slant on politics.
Michael, another keynote speaker, reflects on the power of books and storytelling.
I'm also going to be speaking as well. I'll be giving a keynote called How Reading Saved My Life. And I am a brand new author myself. So I'm on the other end of the author spectrum of Beatrice. And I'll be talking about how books and reading really impacted me into the person that I am today. And I'll be talking about a few different types of books, or a few examples of books that really impacted me. And one of them is going to be In Search of April Raintree. And because that book really did impact me when I was growing up and was one of the books where I first saw myself, my neighborhood, and the challenges that we saw in our community. And now, you know, so many years later, here I am, and I get to be part of a conference with the Beatrice. And what makes that so exciting is my book is called We Need Everyone. And I feel like there's an underlying message in both of our books that we do need everyone and everybody has something special inside of them.
Lisa introduces a key session with Indigenous authors.
Our keynote speaker on the Wednesday is David Robertson, along with Beatrice. And I'm really looking forward to that one because, like Michael was saying, we kind of have both ends of the spectrum. So In Search of April Raintree was the first Indigenous book I've read as a non-Indigenous person back many, many moons ago when I was in grade 9, and I just re-listened to it for the third time the other day. And so David and Beatrice will be having a conversation about the publishing industry in terms of Indigenous texts and how far we've come, and yet still we have a long ways to go as well. And then after, that's the first thing in the morning, and then second, give a shout out to our Indigenous women's author panel that Beatrice is a part of with Jen Storm and Tasha Spillett. Some other speakers that we have talking are going to talk about how to use technology in your classroom in terms of students who are, say, nonverbal. So the different apps that are out there, the different ways to use iPads and other technology. We have a teacher who is also on the MRA talking about using Indigenous texts in her classroom. We have representatives from the Manitoba government who will be talking about the new senior ELA curriculum that kind of came about through COVID. So it's still a little bit of a mystery to some people just because of the timing of COVID and that. Some of the other are just some really great. We've got tons. All our local breakouts are local teachers, so which is fantastic. So because we're so lucky here in Manitoba, we have so many awesome professionals, so many awesome librarians and admins who support literacy.
With a variety of workshops and sessions, attendees will have numerous opportunities to learn. Michael provides a sneak peek into some of the engaging breakout sessions.
There's a keynote speaker named Trisha Ebarvia. She's the co-founder of Disrupt Text. She's an educator, literacy activist, author, and director of diversity, equity, and inclusion at an independent school in Philadelphia. She sounds great. I'm really excited to hear from her. Of course, there's the many different breakout sessions. Another one happening alongside the supporting two SLGBTQIA+ learners is the Student Learning in Today's Diverse Classroom. Another title is Using Imaginative Literacy Strategies to Engage Readers. And another one is Comprehensive Literacy Approach in Middle Years. One more, Beyond Basics Dynamic Vocabulary Instruction. So there are many. And so that gives you a little bit of a flavor of how exciting this is going to be.
Lisa introduces another special guest speaker from the International Literacy Association.
Another speaker we have coming is Kenneth Kunz, K-U-N-Z, and he's coming from the New Jersey area, and he was the International Literacy Association's president last year. So he's past president, but he has offered his services to come out, and he's doing a session with our local ILA coordinator, Kathy Ann Winters, about joining the ILA and the benefits of joining the ILA. Another exciting thing we have happening kind of in conjunction with the MRA is that two of our members, Stacey Bradley and Lori Emelson, they actually went to Massachusetts and were speakers at the Massachusetts Reading Association conference, I guess they call it down there, and were guest speakers from a Canadian point of view, which was really cool. I briefly talked to Stacey, and she said it was awesome. They had great attendance, and everybody was so kind. And then seeing how awesome they were, we're hoping that the ILA will then give us some more support should we choose to do another summit. We do it every 2 years, so our next one will be 2027.
That was my conversation about the 6 Adolescent Literacy Summit, happening April 17th and 18th at the Victoria Inn, located at 1808 Wellington Avenue in Winnipeg. The event will feature keynote speakers including Beatrice Monsignor, David A. Robertson, Trisha Ebarvia, and Michael Redhead Champagne. The event is made possible by the efforts of organizer Lisa Carlson and the Manitoba Reading Association. If you're an educator, librarian, or literacy advocate, this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. Remember, registration closes on April 7th, and there are discounts available for members of local reading councils. For full details, including ticket prices and session schedules, check out the Manitoba Reading Association's website. That's all for today. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm your community reporter at NCIFM and the Local Journalism Initiative.